This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian officials pleaded for more help from the West Friday, including quicker deliveries of weapons to hold off better armed Russian forces at a critical time in the battle in the East. Heavy fighting was still being reported in Severodonetsk, the small eastern city that has become the focus of Russia's advance and one of the bloodiest flashpoints in a war that has increased financial and physical hardship around the world. With the war in the East now primarily an artillery battle in which Kyiv is severely outgunned by Moscow, our Ukrainian officials say the tide of events could be turned only if the West fulfills promises to send more and better weaponry, including rocket systems that rockets in Washington and others have actually promised. Scientists say that one heavy rainstorm in Ukraine's war-torn city of Mariupol could set off a cholera outbreak. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Mariupol is at elevated risk because water and sewage systems were damaged in the fighting, and dead bodies are still buried in the rubble. Britain's Ministry of Defense tweeted a defense intelligence update Friday that said isolated cases of cholera have already been reported in the city. VOA contributor Anna Chernikova is in Kyiv. She spoke Friday to VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine about the danger of cholera or dysentery breaking out in Mariupol.
If cholera or dysentery starts, it already started because we have reports of first cholera cases, but if it develops, there is no basically hospitals even to give support and to give treatment to people.
If left untreated, either disease could be fatal. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And there is more at voanews.com.